On June 7th, 1967, or Chaf Ches Iyar, the 28th day of Iyar, is known as Yom Yerushalayim, the day that we got back Yerushalayim. As one of the famous lines, I think one of the paratroopers said about 10 a.m. on that day, Har Habayis Biyardeno. On June 7, 1967, which I'm guessing was Chaf Ches Iyar, is when he said, we got back Har Habayis. What do you mean we got back Har Habayis? Because what happened is in 1948, when we took over the Medina, when we got control of the land of Israel, so we, the Jewish people, controlled the new city of Jerusalem. However, Jordan was in control of the old city. And even though we made a subsequent agreement where they agreed to let the Jews come and pray at the Kotel, this clause was never honored. And for 19 years before the Six-Day War, they forbade the Jews from entering the old city, and Jews risked their life. They were shot at if they tried to pray at the Kotel Hamaravi. And this was very painful for many Yidden, for many Jews, because from the time of David HaMelech until its liberation in 1967, that many people were, many people, it hasn't been since David HaMelech, the Kedusha Yerushalayim, so people were hoping to get it back. So finally, that's what we're celebrating in 1967, getting back Har Habayis B'Yadeinu, getting back the Temple Mount. So what's so special about Yerushalayim, besides being the capital, being of Israel, and they moved the embassy there? So there's a famous Medrash Rabba. Where does the name Yerushalayim come from? So the Medrash Rabba says it comes from two people. Because Avram called Yerushalayim Hashem Yiraeh, and Shem called it Sholem. So God didn't want to make either one upset. So what's the best thing to do for peace? You compromise. So he called it Yirei Sholem, Yerushalayim. And therefore that's where the name Yerushalayim comes from. What is the significance of this name? So there's a famous Meshech Chochma, the Meir Simcha HaKohen, who points out that Shem lived during the Dor HaMabul. And we know what was rampant then. Gezel, Chamas, a tremendous lack in mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveiro, a total lack of mitzvahs, interpersonal relationships. And Avraham, he up until then, it was only he recognized God, and Avraham, he spread ethical monotheism to the world. So they believed that the God is a bore and a monic. So Avram represents Ben Adam Lamakom, and Shem represents Ben Adam Lechaveiro. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin points out, that the Beis HaMikdash was basically destroyed, even though we go with the big three, the focus is on the big two. Gilui Arayis and Avodah Zarah. Mitzvahs ben Adam Lamakom. And Bayesheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And we see that it was only 70 years in between Bayes Rishon and Bayesheni. So we see it was zero tolerance for Mitzvahs ben Adam Lachaveiro. So we see that for Yerushalayim, to be called Yerushalayim, its namesake, God is telling us by definition, for us to be Zochah Yerushalayim, we gotta be meticulous in the whole name, Yirei Hashem Yira and Sholem, the Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makom, and Mitzvah M'Chaveiro, and that's what we say in the Hashkivinu, we need a special bracha to keep Yerushalayim, because we have to be meticulous in both sides, and that's the whole concept we know, that the Aseres HaDibros, the 10 principles, the 10 sayings, really they're on two luchos. Why two luchos? So the Chazal tells us, the Gemara in Kedushin, that one side represents mitzvah zanam l'makom, side door number one, and the second one is be'adam l'chavero, that to be a complete Jew, you have to keep both be'adam l'makom and be'adam l'chavero. And in fact, that's what, as well, they point out that Rev Gedalia Shor in the Or Gedalio points out that there are three sections between Pesach and Shavuot. In other words, the three parts of the Sfira. It's split into three sections. The first section is Avoda. We know Shosha Dvaram Olam Omen, Torah, Avoda, Gamilas Chasodim. So the first section is Karban Pesach, it's about Avoda. The second section is Pesach Sheni, Benam Chaveo, God gave them another chance. And the third section is Torah. And that could be, that's why Rabbi Akiva's students were lacking in Benam Chaveo, but not in Torah, so that's why they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, the beginning of the third section. So we point out, in order, so when we're working on our Benam Chaveo, Benam Makom, That's when we can be makabel the Torah. It's like to keep Yerushalayim, you need ben adam u'makom ben u'machavero, so too for the desert the Jews worked on. And in fact, that's what Rashi points out. But Yichon Sham Yisrael, they get a hard that be'ishecha be'levachad. It wasn't just a news reporter telling me, it's a prerequisite for the Jews to accept the Torah in Har Sinai. They have to be mukhan and ben adam u'machavero. And that's the sort of Shavuos. That's the sort of Yom Yerushalayim. And in fact, that's why, as the Gemara tells us in Tainus, the end of Tainus, there are many reasons why Tu B'Av is a quasi-yantif. So one reason given is because Hoshea ben Elo, who is no tzaddik by any means, he stopped Yerubim and Nabab, put guards on the highways, and the Jews couldn't get up to for the Shalosh Regolim. So all Hoshea Ba'elo was, he removed them and said, if you want to go, go. But we see, if by mere the fact, you have the mere possibility, the mere entrance of to going into Yerushalayim is a quasi-yantav, how much more so now, post-1967, Chafkas Iyar, that we have complete access to Yerushalayim, that we could live in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, that should certainly be a simcha, and that's why we have to keep Yerushalayim, we have to work on Yerei Shalem, our mitzvah to Adam L'makom, our mitzvah to Adam L'chaveiro.